Doctor.
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 And doctor. Well, we miss anyone?
He's Northwestern Medicine BP. Call Dr. Morse right now.
Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Better knowledge means better health for you and your family. Turn to Northwestern Medicine at nm.org/healthbeatnews for health tips, research, and more. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Your friend of mine, Kurt Byram, did a great job on golf coverage this weekend.
He really did. You know, and for him to be over there 3 weeks and still show the professionalism, enthusiasm is pretty good. As you and I know him, that's hard for him to stay on tune long.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. His attention span is, you know, about as long as it takes to hit a golf ball.
Correct.
He did a great job on the Golf Channel and NBC. And how about you? I'm at a point in life where if the old guys can't win, I like the fat guys to win. How about you?
Hey, it was great to see him win. You know, just a great attitude.
In Ireland.
In Ireland.
Well,
that's
Northern Ireland, but I mean, you know, he's a countryman.
And, hey, you and I wouldn't have played yesterday.
No. And neither would J.B. Holmes.
Yeah.
J.B. Holmes again shot 87 yesterday, a Kevin Mo, Steve Cochran sort of score.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me last week, said, I don't remember who we were talking about, but said, well, you know, what do you do when you shoot 67, 68? I said, well, I play the last four holes.
Right.
So, all right, so let's get after it here. It was hot. It's not hot anymore, but the reality of what happens to your body when this is going on is crazy. I mean, we're literally talking from the polar vortex to the last few days, 160-degree swing in how it felt, right?
Yeah, how about that? You know, well, less than 6 months ago, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, amazing that the body can handle temperatures of 20 below and can handle, you know, heat indexes of 115. So, you know, the body's pretty amazing as far as how it regulates its temperature. We do a lot better job regulating our temperature in our body than we do in our homes. So the body's pretty amazing when it comes to that. But now that we're done with the heat, there's a lot of other things that we should be at least aware of and concerned about as we, you know, go through the summer here.
I don't know if there's a medical answer to this before we get to that, and that is my brother in particular, you know, can't handle the heat. Why is it some people can't handle the heat and other people can't handle the cold?
Yeah, and a lot of it has to do with our vascular system, because that really is how we heat and cool our body, right? So when it gets really hot, our veins, they open up, they widen. And why? Because we're trying to dissipate that heat out. When it gets cold, what do? We clamp those down because we're trying to keep our heat in. So, you know, some people have vascular problems. Some people have issues with the way that the vasculature works. And you're going to see that those are the individuals that don't do well in heat or don't do well in cold.
All right, let's move on to the mosquitoes. You know, the gang mosquitoes with the bandanas that fly around with the boom boxes. You know those mosquitoes?
Yeah.
That's how you know they have West Nile virus, in case you're wondering.
Yeah.
West Nile virus, how dangerous?
Well, that's probably the most interesting thing. For you and I, we shouldn't be overly concerned about it. As a matter of fact, 80% of people who have West Nile never knew they had it. So if I did blood tests on everyone that's in the studio right now, I would bet you that at least half, if not more of you, would test positive for West Nile, and you'd say, no, I've never had it. It's because the symptoms for those people who are healthy are pretty tolerable, and actually we just kind of pass them off and they're gone before we even know that it happened.
I'm sure I have it right now after being in northern Wisconsin all week. I know I have West Nile. Like, there were more mosquitoes than I've ever seen because of the rains.
Yeah.
It's crazy this week.
But she's healthy, and she's not in the zone that we would expect people to develop the severe cases, right?
Yeah, what are the symptoms I'm going to get? I need to know.
Yeah, well, most people are going to get a little bit of a headache, some body aches, a little joint pain. Well, think about that. In the summer, we're going to get those just from doing activities and being outside. So it's not like you're going to rush to the doctor and say, you know what, I have a little discomfort. What have you been doing? Well, I've been, you know, up in the woods doing this or out on the golf course. And they say, well, yeah, that's expected. Let's see what happens over the next couple of days. And it resolves. So the concern is those seniors, though, that get it, that can go on and have much more serious disease, where it gets into their brain, gets into their spinal cord, and they can really have some big problems.
So immune systems that are getting older and medically fragile folks, is that the deal?
Correct. Absolutely. Those are the ones that we're the most concerned about.
All right. So watch out for the mosquitoes. And no, there's no virus or vaccine available yet, but they're trying to figure one out. Is that the deal?
Yeah, and that's the interesting thing. You know, if we had a vaccine right now, would you go get it? You know, I think the young, healthy people are going to say, wait, you just told me that I probably already had it, that I really didn't have the symptoms. Why am I going to go get the vaccine? So really, that vaccine should be focused on people that are older, and also to make sure that we may get lifelong immunity from having that first infection. We don't know enough about it yet. It hasn't gone through enough generations for us to see, do we continue with our immunity as we do with other viral illnesses?
All right, let's move to Lyme disease. This, of course, is a condition where drunkies use too many limes when they drink their drinks, right? Is that it?
That's one of those. There's two, at least. So
oh,
that's one. Yep.
You're
yep.
talking about the other one.
Yeah, and you know, Mary, this one's probably one that you should be concerned about if
yeah,
after being up
too.
In northern Wisconsin.
I just got totally
infected.
I've
never known you to be a hypochondriac. Listen to you.
I've got Lyme disease. I've got West Nile.
All right, so yeah. Lyme disease comes from ticks, right?
Yeah, Lyme disease is caused by a bacteria, and you get it from a tick bite. So the difference between West Nile and Lyme, there's a few differences. The symptoms that actually are somewhat the same to begin with, but we can treat Lyme disease, and we need to treat Lyme disease because it's a bacteria, and we can put you on antibiotics, which will stop you from getting some of the bad things that can happen with chronic Lyme disease.
The bad things being?
Well, most individuals, when you get it, you're going to have almost the exact same things that I just said with West Nile. Muscle pain, joint pain, fatigue, headache, fever. Boy, you just said that was West Nile as well. So the symptoms are the same. But for people that go untreated or undertreated, they get something called persistent Lyme disease or chronic Lyme disease. And it's about 20% of people are going to get this. And they then have fatigue, joint pain, muscle aches, low-grade fever. This can last for up to a year, sometimes even longer.
So you can have it chronically for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, because like I said, this is a bacteria that's going to live in your body until we get you on antibiotics to knock it out there.
We making any headway?
Oh, yeah, we're making great headway. Those people that identify it early are treated. They get resolution of symptoms very quickly. And this is one where you say, well, how do I know which I have? This, fortunately, there's a rash, a very unique rash that comes with Lyme disease called a bullseye rash. And if you think of what a bullseye looks like, that's the rash you see on your body. So if you see anything like that, definitely get into the doctor, take a picture of it, get it into the doctor, because he'll look at that, may do some blood tests, but start you on antibiotics immediately to eliminate those symptoms.
Take a break here for
rash
a break.
Check.
And I'm going to check Mary for ticks.
Okay. And rashes.
And rashes. And then we'll come back, and one of the bands coming to Lollapalooza, acute flaccid myelitis, happens to also be a medical condition that's sort of seasonal. So we'll get to that in just a second as well. More with Dr. Kevin Wells from Northwestern Medicine. Back to the great Dr. Kevin Most, busiest man in the medical business. And thank you for all the work you do. And I ran across somebody this weekend, Doc, who said, you know what I love about Kevin Most? I said, yeah, I'd like to find something.
Yeah.
I said, no, what do you love about Kevin Most? He said, he talks about medicine in a way that I can understand it. There's nobody better than you, my friend. Nobody.
Well, thank you. I try to keep it simple, but if I go over my ski tips, my mom will tell me, hey, I didn't understand what you said, so tone it down. So,
well, and the other thing, too, and you've never said this publicly, but you've told me in private, if I think you can understand it, then everybody can understand it. That was when you were talking to me.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that, but yeah, that's no. true as well. Yeah.
All right, generally, if the words acute and flaccid are in a sentence, it's not good for you. Acute flaccid myelitis, what is it?
Yeah, this is a really interesting one, and it's a kind of a scary one. This is a disease, an infection. We assume that it's an infection that causes profound sudden muscle weakness, loss of muscle tone, and loss of reflexes in a very, very quick fashion. So you can imagine, and 90% of cases are under the age of 18, with the average age being 4 years old. So you can imagine you have a healthy, young, little 4-year-old running around, and within hours, all of a sudden now, he can't get up, he can't walk, he's lost his reflexes, and he has no muscle tone.
And this is specifically children?
Not specifically, but 90% under the age of 18, and really, we're really looking at more younger children here.
Well, it's not a cruel condition.
It's a cruel condition. It's an absolutely cruel condition, and it's very frustrating for the medical field for a couple reasons. One, We don't know what causes it. We have not figured out yet what causes it. It's interesting, it's been linked back to West Nile virus, adenovirus, enterovirus, but we haven't identified the exact virus that's causing this. So if you think about it, viruses mutate. That's why we get a different flu shot every year. So there, scientists are looking at this now. Why is this only hitting young children? Is it because it's caused by a virus that adults have already seen and have some protection against, and children have not? And if so, what is that virus so we can act on it? And this is one where a vaccine may be important.
The mutation of the virus, does that explain the pattern of the disease where it's up one year, down the next?
Yeah, that's probably the most interesting thing. If anybody ever looks at this, what happened when we first noticed this in 2014, we had 120 cases in 34 states. The next year, it dropped to 22. In 2016, it jumped up to 149. 2017, dropped down to 35. 2018, up to 233. So you can start to see this trend that every other year, we start to see a bump, but also on the off years, we're seeing an increase. So we had 9 cases in Illinois last year. We've already had 9 cases in Illinois this year. This would be an off year, but you're going to see that those numbers are going to start to creep back up. So very important that we find out what's causing this and figure out how to treat it.
And those sound like small numbers in the course of the diseases, but they're not small if it's your kid.
Absolutely. Yep. I mean, 9 cases in Illinois. One of the cases was here at Central DuPage last year, and I can tell you it got the attention of the entire pediatric staff and the entire medical staff.
All right, let me get one more in if I can. You know, when you and I were kids, what were we told? Be careful for poison ivy.
Yep.
Why haven't we figured out an app where we could eliminate poison ivy? What's going on here, Doc?
Yeah. You know, poison ivy is kind of interesting, right? You know, it's like, wait, there's a whole bunch of green in there. Why is this one plant going to be so angry at me to cause so much discomfort in me? But we know that the oil in poison ivy is extremely sensitive to our skin and causes a very quick dermatitis. In other words, our skin gets very inflamed from the oil on the leaves. So people always say, well, what's the best thing? What can I do? And really, one of the best things you can do is avoid it as much as possible. Know what it looks like and stay away from it if possible. But if you're like Mary and you're up running in the woods, you're going to see, you're going to run into it without even knowing. So then it's important of what you can do as soon as you've been exposed.
All great stuff from Dr. Kevin Moe, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Better knowledge means better health for you and your family. Northwestern Medicine at nm.org/healthbeatnews for health tips, research, and more. And, of course, the folks at Marion Joy, who you oversee as well, do great work every day, right?
Yeah, they do. Absolutely. And it's a great time to be in medicine. So I'd also say read the notes because there's some good things about what to do for poison ivy if you've been exposed.
Right. And as always, Doc writes about a book. He writes Stephen King-level notes in regards to how long they are because he gives you all the information. And it's all available. When we put the podcast up, we post the notes as well. One week, Doc actually put his diary in there, but that was an accident.
That was by mistake, correct.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you, buddy.
You got it. Take care, you guys.